Buddy Farnham, his father played for me. Yeah, his father Bobby Farnham played for me at Brown, and was a great wide receiver. I coached him. I'll take credit for him and his son. And the athletic director at Brown, I actually recruited, and he played for me at Middlebury College, Mike Olberger. So I'll tell him that his field is the least maintained. So
maybe be sure to write the guy at the office that put a couple more bucks into that field.
Get him squared away.
Get some of those alums to give him some money.
Well, we're in a great position because we're not playing this Saturday. So I know all you guys will be tied up in knots, and I'm just coasting here. It's all good. We played in the same weather you played in Saturday. I don't know if you got the rain we got, but it was ridiculous. Just one of the worst of all time. Might rival the game we had, Al.
Yeah, it was close.
Way back. It was pretty bad. We played pretty well in the rain. You know, we were able to put 36 on the board, and I think Rhode Island, just a young team coming back, trying to get it going, and coached by one of my D coordinators, Joe Trainer, great guy, Joe, and he's trying to get that program back, and I'm sure in 2 years you'll be hearing a lot from the Rams at Rhode Island. But the good thing about Saturday was that we won the game and we didn't get anybody hurt. Other than that, it was absolutely horrendous, and I don't think we improved anywhere on the offense or defense, other than, you know, we had another day to play in the rain in case we have to play in the rain as we go down the line. But we're getting ready for Richmond now. They are the number one team in the country, so we'll see what happens when we travel there next week or the week after. But we're just in a holding pattern right now. We're trying to get three starters back. Brian Brannigan, who has a foot problem, and also Marquise Kirkland, who is a starting linebacker for us, who has an ankle, and then Angelo Barbaro, who's had a horrendous turf toe throughout the season. And I'm hoping they'll all be ready. I'll know more, obviously, by the end of this week. So it's still up in the air, but we would need them if we have any thoughts about, you know, upsetting Richmond down there. So actually, the news from Villanova is we're 7-1. We're happy to be here, and we're dry, and we don't have to play. And I want to wish all you guys real good luck. I'll be watching you on Saturday and pulling for all of you to win. Any questions?
Andy, did you give him any time off this week, or just disappear?
Yeah, Terry, we gave him Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off. Our coaches are out recruiting, and we actually got a couple of commitments already, so we're pretty excited about that. And we're out working in the recruiting wars right now, and our guys will be back tomorrow. So the team really had a pretty good chance to just rest. It's a perfect time for a bye because we're banged up, and also we still have to play Richmond, Delaware, and Towson, so we have our hands full.
How's the ball? I know he didn't come back in the game. I saw him getting his ankle taped. Is he okay? Or
who was that?
Ball?
Aaron, yeah. No, Aaron hurt it in the first quarter, and we just said, well, let's see how far you can take it. And, you know, finally he came out and just said, you know, I think enough is enough. And so we were able to play Lawrence Doss and get him in the game a little bit.
How do preparations differ when you have 2 weeks to prepare for a team like Richmond as opposed to just a one-week situation?
I think it gives you just a couple of days more to assemble everything. Richmond's pretty fundamental. They're not very complex. They just have a lot of really good players. So, you know, they're not splitting the atom, as Dean would say. They're not splitting the atom down there. They just have really good players. So for us, Dave, we're just really trying to get a two-day practice theme more than we normally would against them. But in terms of designing anything, you know, we are who we are. We are what we are. We're going to run what we run, and, you know, we'll see what happens on the 50-yard line.
Given that you have, we got sort of a clown, you mentioned Delaware. Are you surprised by how well they've been?
No, I really felt like Delaware is one of those schools that always has talent every year. There's no reason that KC shouldn't win 7 or 8 or 9 games every year. It's a football factory, and they make no bones about it. I mean, it's an excellent football program. And I think just getting their quarterback set was what was important for them. They needed to get him into their offense, get everybody around believing in him and settling in. And I think now that they have that, they'll be reckoned with. I mean, they'll probably be a playoff team. Thank you.
Did I get in trouble with that statement?
Pretty much.
I would say that the case. No reason why.